Good day, everybody out there in internet radio land. This is Blake Ruby. Welcome to my show, Gods and Goddesses. I hope you're doing all right. I am doing well. Today, I am going to do something a little different. I'm going to read to you from my book, The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul, available in the Amazon Kindle bookstore. It is a masterpiece, if I do say so myself, quite humbly, of spirituality. Although it does need to be republished with a little better effort and more loving care, if you know what I mean. It could have been done a little bit better. I was in a rush back then, a few years ago. It is filled with spirituality that will tell you everything you need to know. It's an accumulation of work that I have put together over the years, and people I've learned from, so many different people, so many books that I've read, piecing together my reality system like a jigsaw puzzle, piece by piece. Many thanks to all the books I read, the people who helped me to produce this work. It was a work in progress. 8 years it took me, and it took me another few years before I finally published it. And I'm thinking of doing an audio book, but in the meantime, and I've read before on my show, I'd like to read some of the chapters. I'd like to go through the entire book over the next few weeks to come, and I think you'll find it very interesting. And as I've mentioned before, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, and I do mean nothing, more important in our lives than to develop ourselves spiritually. Everything else is secondary, because life could be taken away at any second, and we have a mission while here on Earth, and the objective is to perform that mission as closely as possible, as was planned in our pre-existence, and to graduate from this world with a higher understanding, a greater light, because we are spirits of light. We are here to increase our lights, and I've mentioned it on my show before in the past, that our souls are like lamp bulbs, and the goal is to increase our light from when we are born to when we die here on Earth, so that we can take that light into the afterlife, into our time in the spirit realms, if you were, the spirit lands, before we reincarnate again into another planet, hopefully of a higher category of evolution. That's the way of the universe, my friends. And so, did you like my little song? I love my song, listening to it. Doug, actually, PBS Radio, many thanks to Doug, and may God bless PBS Radio and Doug and Don for suggesting that song. And for me, it reminds me of the call of the wild, but I call it the call of the soul, for the soul's development. And so I am going to read from my book, the first chapter in The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul. It's called The Human Spirit Made of Light Energy. The human spirit is a being of light, composed of light energy. This energy consists of billions of electrons, configured into the shape of the life form it is currently representing. It exists inside of every human being. Indeed, a spirit exists within inside of every sentient life form. The human spirit consists of the spirit body and the spirit mind, the soul. The human soul is like a drop of water in the great original creator spirit. Spirit's ocean of spirit, and can be described as a seed of his/her light. The soul functions on two levels. on an emotional level, it is the true essence of our present personalities. On a cognitive level, it is our thought processes and memories, including past lives as well. The soul can be compared as if it were a light bulb inside a lamp, like I was saying. To use another analogy, it is a brain of light. It operates our spirits much like the brain controls our physical bodies. The soul is also the spirit body's source of energy, while the soul and nutrition together are the sources of energy for the physical body. Since the spirit configures to the physical body, it resembles our human body in almost every aspect, including hair and facial characteristics. It has flesh and bones and internal organs as well. Surprisingly, the spirit body is translucent, can also be transparent, another property of the configuring spirit. Also, it is very colorful, contains all the colors of the spectrum and the rainbow. When the heart stops beating and the body dies, the spirit exits, shedding the body like one large piece of clothing. It can exit anywhere. Common exit points are through the chest and the top of the head. The human spirit is endowed with four of the five physical senses, although there are slight differences. The senses of the spirit actually have a greater acuteness, a greater awareness. They are touch. The spirit vividly feels and experiences sensations. Vision. The spirit vision is three-dimensional, and the spirit eyes have 360-degree capability. They can also focus clearer, closer, and can see at a greater distance. Hearing and smell are surprisingly enhanced. In the spirit realm, senses are at times intermingled. For example, one is able to smell colors or see sounds. Imagine that. The human spirit is extremely mobile and is as light as air. It is not limited by material objects like the physical body is. It can travel through walls, windows, anything. The true nature of the spirit is to fly. It can travel at the speed of thought. It can also travel in a conventional mode too, slowly or quickly, walking, running, floating or skimming on the surface of the earth, or at varying heights above it and in heaven too, and at varying degrees of velocity. Additionally, a spirit only has to think of where it wants to be, and it is immediately there. Another property of the spirit is its ability to project itself to more than one location at the same time. Jesus does that also a lot. The spirit of Jesus in heaven, that is. The spirit is either male or female in gender. However, the anatomies are reduced to a more simpler appearance. Occasionally, a spirit may choose to incarnate in the physical body of the opposite gender. The main reason this is done is to pay back karmic debt concerning a wrong committed to a person of the opposite sex in a previous lifetime. There are some people who just want to experiment with homosexuality, but in most cases, it is because there is a spirit of the opposite sex within the male or female body. Their homosexuality is therefore an expression of the spirit inside of them. They also recognize the similar spirit in other people, there are exceptions, and choose to associate with them for reasons of compatibility. We must not judge these people. Their situation is extremely complicated. Remember to leave the judgment to God. The spirit doesn't sleep, but it does rest. It can consume food, fruits, vegetables, and bread, and water from the river of life. However, there are no bodily functions. Isn't that great? Yeah. The spirit communicates through telepathy. Telepathy is the universal language of communication. The language of the spirit is more than communicating by thought. It also involves the transfer of emotions and feelings, too. Complete thoughts are communicated this way, using one or several words at the same time, as in sentences. It can also be compared to a mind-to-mind transfer and or sharing of knowledge whereupon the intent of the communication between spirits is simultaneously known. When we dream at night, our spirits exit our bodies and travel to an invisible dimension on the Earth's surface, as well as in higher invisible realms located above the clouds, which is the lowest heaven. Additionally, they can travel to the other planets of our solar system and also their moons, including our moon too. Dreaming is the process of rejuvenating or energizing our spirits. This playtime is necessary in order for our spirit bodies to function properly during our daytime activities. As a being of light, the spirit's natural home is in the light. The source of light for our solar system is the sun. Our sun is in reality the spirit world, otherwise known as heaven. Truly a planet of fire, the fire of Kalman. Think about that. Indeed, it is the source of all light and heat. However, it is infinitely more than that. The energy of each sun in the universe also rotates and revolves all of the planets and moons within its respective solar system. Its energy is also known as gravity. The ability to comprehend the sun as heaven is a prerequisite for attaining higher levels of spiritual development here in the physical realm, and after transition into the spirit realms, which in turn allows access to higher levels in the hierarchy in heaven. I'm going to take a drink of water. In all humbleness, I think back upon when I wrote this, extracting all this information from books I read from other people, determining what made sense and what didn't make sense. And I'm not saying it's 100% right. You know, I might have some things wrong, maybe not quite accurate, but I think it's a pretty darn good representation of what is true out there, if you know what I mean. And I'm very proud of myself for having written this. This is quite a work of art, in my opinion. I believe when I get to heaven, there will be some recognition of that. And I will be giving lectures like people do in heaven. You wait and see. If you don't believe, you will know one day. You will know. We will see each other in heaven, my friends. And the truth will be known at that time. It's one of our dogs just came in. Hi, Mr. Bader. Guess he's going outside to make his ablutions. So hold on. The next chapter, and there's 30 chapters in my book. You know, I love all of this work. Thank you. He starts barking usually at the dog next door, but maybe he won't so much. I'll ask him not to. We'll see what happens. So the next chapter is called The Transition. What happens when we die? As we near death, our bodies slow down. Breathing is labored and shallow. Breaths come at a consecutively lower rate. The heartbeat fluctuates, quickening and slowing. Stillness pervades. A ringing in the ears begins, followed by a buzzing sound. An awareness of losing control of bodily functions begins to develop. An inner feeling as if falling into an abyss may occur. At that moment, a calmness accompanied by a peace of mind can transpire, or conversely, a terrifying wave of fear may be felt. It is normally at this point the spirit will exit the physical body, either through the chest or the top of the head, although it can exit at other places as well. Angels, spirit guides, or spirits may even pull the spirit from the body. The spirit will immediately be aware of being outside of the physical body, possibly even looking down on it. There is a feeling of existing as one is pure consciousness, pure thought. The spirit body, see the chapter The Human Spirit in my book, is as light as air and very mobile, as I mentioned before. One will notice they are composed of light energy, emitting a glow as if one were a lamp. The outline of the spirit body is basically milky white in color, with the interior alternating between a transparent and translucent iridescence. Features and characteristics that were common to the physical body are maintained by the spirit body. In addition, the spirit body configures itself to resemble an age of ideal maturity, typically 30 years of age. However, there are exceptions to this, especially if one transitions before reaching age 30, in which case the spirit body will be identical to that age at the time of its transition. Later, within the spirit realms, that spirit body will gradually transform itself into the age 30 mold. At some point during this sequence of events, the idea will dawn upon the recently transitioned individual that they have died and are indeed dead. However, this is not always the case, depending on how the person lived their lifetime. See the chapter Earthbound Spirits. It may be at this precise moment that one begins to realize the presence of guardian angels, spirit guides, and/or spirits. There is an additional realization of a past familiarity of them. Memories begin to return regarding their presence at times of our lives, to include the days of our birth, while in embryo, and also during our pre-birth existences. The recently deceased individual has the option of remaining on Earth for a maximum of 3 days to learn from the process of the death rituals on Earth, attending their funeral, assisting with grieving relatives and friends, noticing the impact of their absence, etc., and generally accustoming themselves to the reality of their new existence. Once the spirit has no further obligations on Earth, they will begin to ascend. Hopefully, depending on whether or not they achieve their goals of spiritual development, if you know what I mean. When the spirit begins its initial ascent into either the lowest heaven or the highest heaven, it is usually through the tunnel of the sun's light. The sun acts as a magnet to the spirit and pulls it to a preordained place, commensurate with an individual's spiritual development. See the chapters, the lowest heaven and the highest heaven. Spirits cannot attain higher levels until prepared and ready to do so. The same is true regarding approaching the throne of the Mother God and Father God. One has to be prepared to withstand the increasing intensity and glory of their light, as I mentioned before on previous shows. And so, the same can be said of light in general. It begins with the recognition of light and then preparing oneself for its increasing degrees of brightness. All spirits are classified, sorted, and placed with spirits of a similar evolutionary disposition. By the way, the most highly esteemed way of traveling to the highest heaven is being transported there in the chariot of Archangel Gabriel. This is what I'm hoping for and praying for. You should too. When I die, this is what I would like to happen during my transition. I want to stay around for my funeral to hear what people thought about me and what their reactions to my death are. If I die before the cataclysms I believe are coming, I'm very pleased with my spiritual development in this life and will not let any negative thoughts affect my decision-making processes when it comes to my life review. We all have a life review. Afterwards, I would like to be transported by Archangel Gabriel to heaven near the pearly gate of Benjamin. After I step off the chariot, I would love to greet my soulmate and special people who know me. I would then like to meet Father Abraham, have a conversation with him, and drink from the river of life with his beautiful golden goblet. I would then like to bathe in the river to rid myself of any impurities from my earthly life. I would also like to meet King David and sing some praises to God before making my way to the gate. If I could meet any of the other patriarchs at that time, that would be wonderful also. There at the gate, I would like to pause and take in his grandeur and beauty. I would like to hug and kiss the first angel I see. Actually, I'd like to hug and kiss as many angels as possible, forever and ever. They are wonderful servants of God who should be thanked more for all they do. It would be a great blessing if I could meet Jesus. I respectfully request this. At the gate, and any or all of the disciples as well, I would like to have a long conversation with Jesus, otherwise known as Brother Arioch, there, and hear what he has to tell me about heaven. I would like to look in the book of life to see what it says about me. I hope and pray it will be mostly good. I would then like to go to the throne room to meet with my spirit mother and father. Later, oh, by the way, I just thought I'd tell you, the spirit father in heaven, he loves his mother God, his soulmate very much. Later, I'd love to travel to the great central sun of the universe to meet with the great original mother and father of the universe. Also, I would love to meet with my original spirit mother and spirit mother and father of the Milky Way galaxy. I would like to have my life review in front of my spirit mother and father. I would like my life review to be as if on a large movie screen. I pray now that I will not fear some of the unkind and immoral things I have done in my life, and that I will not judge myself too harshly for my mistakes. I pray that I will have understanding of why I did what I did and whether or not I was responsible for my actions. Let it be known now, please, that I forgive myself for the mistakes that I remember having made and those mistakes that I don't remember having made. After the life review, I would like to relax in some beautiful areas of the holy city and eat from the tree of life, taking in the new life and existence I will find myself in. Afterwards, the next order of business would be to discuss my future plans, reincarnating again on another planet of a higher category. I would like to reincarnate on a planet called Thaiouba, Thaiouba, it's in the Milky Way galaxy, one of the three most developed technologically and spiritually. However, I realize I may not have earned that right. I would like to eventually get there. If necessary, I would be open to performing any missions that were available to include one similar to what Jesus did. I think that would be wonderful, painful too, though, right? Later, I would like to return to Earth and visit the Earthbound spirit realm and perhaps help any people I have known who are troubled in their souls and who are not progressing, maybe even go to hell and help some people to get out of there. I would be willing and able to help out wherever it is required, with some instruction from Jesus first, of course. Later, while in heaven, I would like to give lectures to all the souls who are there and are willing to listen to what I know, using my book as my knowledge base. The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul, my friends. Available on the Amazon Kindle bookstore. For free if you have Kindle Unlimited. And also, while in heaven, I would like to travel to other worlds around the Milky Way galaxy. And around the universe to meet with the other children of the great original creator spirit and to learn from them. Finally, I would like to plan with my soulmate to be co-creator gods like my great spirit mother and father and to have our own solar system and our own spirit children. What great plans those will be. All the while, I will continue to praise the great original creator spirit, the supreme spirit, the supreme creator of the universe and my spirit parents to the best of my ability, always seeking to improve the beauty and meaning of my praise. This is what I would like after I transition to the spirit world. This is what I respectfully and humbly request, please. So let it be known, please. Our pre-existence, this is the next chapter. I'm going to take another drink. Our pre-existence behind the veil. Once upon a time, before we were born in a location far away, we existed in spirit form. Earth is not our home. We came from our true home, heaven, a place of unimaginable beauty, of intensely vivid colors, emerald green, ruby red, amethyst purple, turquoise blue, of gold, silver, and pearl. We have been made to forget that. That is God's plan for this world, a Category 1 planet. Throughout the universe, spirits are either newly created, ancient and well-traveled, or of all levels in between on the evolutionary scale. Generally speaking, on Category 1 planets, spirits are newly created. The spirit mother and father on our sun are relatively new co-creators, and therefore raising new spirit children on a new world. In the heavens, suns, and other solar systems in our galaxy and other galaxies, more highly evolved spirit parents are responsible for higher category planets and more spiritually developed beings. As such, the hierarchy of the universe is staged all the way to the great central sun at the center of the universe, thrown to the supreme creator, the great original creator spirit. God is found everywhere within the physical and spiritual universes he or she created. All things are as drops of water in the ocean of his or her spirit. Before spirits come to live in the physical realms, their existences are planned in advance. Choices are made. The parents we will have, our siblings, our wives and husbands, our children and our friends. We choose what our bodies will look like, facial and other physical characteristics, strengths and weaknesses, skills and talents, and disabilities and deformities. We choose the themes for our lives, for example, to develop in areas involving patience or tolerance, perhaps humility, or by not judging other people. Yet others may choose to learn about generosity or compassion. We choose the various milestones we will experience within our lifetimes, even the accidents, all with the intent to learn from them, and more so by helping others and ourselves develop spiritually to further glorify God. We also have to pay off karmic debt if we have done people wrong in previous lifetimes. Consequently, our upcoming lives will reflect the execution of those choices through a variety of complicated interactions with many different people, both predestined and otherwise, and in a series of physical environments specifically designed to assist us in attaining our goals. Whether or not we take full advantage of each and every one of those situations to be the best we can be in kindness and forgiveness is ultimately up to us. After our choices are made, we preview our lives through a very special medium known as the Book of Life. It is a beautifully amazing creation of approximately 5 feet in height and width, with a cover and pages of the purest bright white, and adorned with heavenly inscriptions of solid gold. The book opens and the pages turn as if by magic. The goal of each individual's lifetime is to come as close as possible to what we planned, just like I was saying before. Indeed, success is measured not by the different paths we have chosen and followed, but by our continuous returning to the one path central to the reason for our existence. Prayer is the key. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Before our spirits transition into the physical realm and enter the bodies of our earthly mothers, we cross over what is known as the River of Oblivion, where all knowledge of our pre-birth existence is erased. The reason for this is because if we had knowledge of some of the events that were going to happen in our lives, we could not interact with other people in the mutually beneficial and productive way as established in the great original Creator Spirit's master plan. Additionally, past life memories are also effaced for the same reason. Accordingly, the human brain was designed and created not to allow filtration of memories from our pre-birth existence. on rare occasions, we experience what is known as deja vu, which are brief glimpses of what we had seen in the Book of Life regarding our future lives. The next chapter, my friends, is called Our Spirit Parents, Co-Creator Gods. I'm going to take another drink of water. It says, dry mouth business reading out loud. Good stuff there. Our spirit parents, co-creator gods. On this planet, we are the children of our earthly mothers and fathers. We can trace our ancestry backwards thousands of years if we only had the facts. We all know this as indisputable truth. Throughout the universe, the sons of all the solar systems are commanded by co-creator spirit mothers and fathers. Who are our spirit parents? They are the creators of our spirits and the creators of all the planets in our solar system. They are co-creator gods, co-creators in the most highest, indeed. How did they achieve co-creator god status? They are well-traveled ancient spirits on soul journeys throughout eternity, like us. In terms we can perhaps better understand, they have existed thousands of years before our spirits were created. By a process of reincarnation, throughout the evolutionary cycle of their souls, they have developed spiritually to having achieved their present status. To have reached their present level of development, they have had to follow a path in accordance with universal laws and principles, excelling in the ways of kindness. I'm going to take another drink of water. Excelling in the ways of kindness, just like we need to do, right? Forgiveness and mercy, as well as purging themselves of any accumulated karmic debts and obligations. We too can become like they are. In fact, we are all co-creator God apprentices. Just like I said on previous shows, what's in my website there on BBS Radio, we are co-creator gods in the making. That is the original Creator Spirit's plan, the Supreme Creator's plan, that we all become like him, her, although we can't be the Supreme Creator, we can be like him, her. It is a wonderful plan to achieve the maximum growth possible. And what is better than that, my friends? To achieve growth, right? We will fully realize God's plan when our physical bodies die. Then we'll finally know for sure there is life after death, and our existence continues on. What awaits those who are chosen to be co-creators? Union with our soulmates and creating spirit children. Let me explain what soulmates are. Soulmates were created together, as in two halves of a whole. As pieces of God, they fission into positive and negative aspects of the Creator. When they come together, they have the attributes of God and the ability to create. When in the spirit realm we choose who our soulmates will be, so be prepared for a surprise. Could be anyone of the opposite sex. Let me just think about that. When in the spirit realm we chose who our soulmates will be, so... Well, I don't think that's entirely true. I'm going to... Because this was... Our soulmates are when we were created, when our mother and father God merged their spirits, thought the thoughts and spoke the words in unison, and our spirits and our souls were created. Just like I said, though, we're created in two halves. We have the positive half and the negative half. The positive is the male, the negative is the female. So we're created in two parts. And so one part goes off to live his or her his life, and the female part goes off to live her life, and the goal is to ultimately get back together and be co-creator gods. That's what the objective is. But it takes time. It's a long process, the process of evolution. And I believe I might have been a little bit confused there, but let me continue reading, because most of it is, it's all almost 99% accurate. My frame of mind has changed. You know, I'm continually learning things over the years. So the knowledge when I had, when I wrote my book, and I didn't notice that before. I read the other parts earlier today, but this part here is a little different, and it's another chapter that I didn't read before. But anyway, let me continue on. I explained it to you. When soulmates achieve co-creator God status, they are awarded a section of infinite space to create their own solar system and have their own spirit children. When creating a solar system, their own solar system, they choose planets down to the last detail to include the categories, sizes, atmospheric contents, and types of plant and animal life, etc. Naturally, it would be necessary to review the other planets throughout the universe in order to determine the pros and cons of any possible choices. On the subject of plant and animal life, consider the potential scenarios to choose from. A planet like Earth, for example, with a variety of carnivores, omnivores, and herbivores. Perhaps a planet with a majority of herbivores. What about life in the waters? Maybe a variety of life, not as large a number as here on Earth. Perhaps even a greater number. Shall there be insects? What kinds? Perhaps species not indigenous to Earth. How will the life coexist? Could it be interdependent, independent, or both? Would all life support the ecosystem to the maximum extent possible? What are the pros and cons of more life forms versus fewer? These are just a few examples. As discussed elsewhere in my book, if one thinks choosing the conditions for our present lives are complicated, consider the ramifications involved with planet-making choices. Our elder brother, Jesus Christ in heaven, is very close to becoming a co-creator God himself. Most of what exists on Earth is a facsimile of what exists in the spirit world. In fact, all physical matter is created from spirit matter. Earth can be likened as to the negative print of a photograph, whereas the spirit world is the real, colorful picture. Indeed, the spirit world, the sun, is a world of beauty beyond imagination. I cannot emphasize this enough. Everything in heaven is made of spirit matter, and the colors are much more intense than on earth. Heaven, the spirit world, is the sun, and it is located in the center of our solar system and every solar system. The light and energy of the sun not only provides heat to the planets of our solar system, but also rotates the planets on their axes and revolves them around itself. Did you know that? The spirit world is the kingdom of our spirit mother and father. And in there they reside, especially in their throne room. Indeed, they are the king and queen of our solar system. Many great spirit beings exist with them in heaven. For example, 24 great and wise elder spirits are located around their throne, as well as many great and wonderful angels. Jesus Christ is always close to them. He is the number 3 ranking spirit in heaven. As our earthly parents do, our spirit parents have a lineage that can be followed back to the creation of the first solar system and the great central sun of the universe. This is where the supreme creator, Mother and Father God, exists. Therefore, in this way, God, the original spirit, can be likened as to a grandmother or a grandfather. God is the original spirit of anything, everything, is the greatest spirit in the universe. God is a master of the universe and the supreme intelligence behind the functioning of the universe. It was God's plan to take from within the ocean of God's spirit both a negative and positive aspect and create two unique spiritual beings, a male and a female spirit. God's plan was simply to grow and expand his herself. By creating both male and female spiritual beings, God started a process that today can truly be appreciated by turning our eyes to the evening sky to behold the millions of solar systems that exist in infinite space. Our spirit mother and father are soulmates. They created our spirits, and we owe our existence to them. They created our spirits, I said this before, by a process known as the melding of the spirits. Similar to our physical process of reproduction, however, when two spirits meld, they become one, as God is one spirit when he, she creates, the creator, that is, the supreme creator. And with the harmony, discipline, and trust established from lifetimes of existence together, as well as a perfect knowledge of right and wrong, they're able to create physical and spiritual matter through a process, simply put, of thinking the same thoughts, one specific thought at a time. These thoughts are then spoken as words, actualizing their intent and purpose from what had been planned. In fact, thought into words could not be better explained or more appropriate under any circumstances, whether in the act of creating a world or millions of spirit children. More so, those particular thoughts, words are very special. Consequently, it is appropriate to mention that God, the Supreme Spirit, has established forms of energy throughout the universe, cosmic forces, which can be utilized with a knowledge of the universal laws and principles. With every thought and word, there must be positive perfection, even until the smallest detail. Our spirit parents are spirits. Spirits just like us. However, as mentioned previously, they are ancient spirits by our standards and have existed for eons of time longer than we have. Indeed, they have had their own past lives and experiences. Here on Earth, the majority of us are very young spirits, only just beginning on our soul journeys. Our missions are to seek God constantly. And by doing this, we learn to become like God. Whenever you pray, you are reinforcing your relationship with heaven. The more you pray, the better your relationship with heaven is going to be. Eventually, at one time in the distant future, all of us will assimilate ourselves into the oneness of the Supreme Creator Spirit, adding our experiences to include the knowledge we have learned. After it is all said and done, we will have contributed to God's growth and expansion, an incredible master plan with awesome implications for the universe. Consider where the universe will be 1,000 years from now, or even 1,000,000 years. God's way is a path of love and light and truth. Rejoice, my friends, for we are presently contributing to the growth of the universe. And we do so with our thoughts and our words. It is still an even further part of God's plan. That is why it is so very important to think positive thoughts and to choose our words wisely. Consider the process of thinking with the brain, speaking words through our larynx. How we do take for granted the simplicity of this process. Similarly, in accordance with God's plan, we are actually in the process of creating and or destroying with our words. Indeed, it is a miracle to be able to communicate at all, period. At some place in the future, we too will be co-creators in charge of our own spirit world, our own solar system, and our own spirit children. It is a plan that has existed for millions of years and will continue to exist for eternity. There is no shortage of space for this to happen, you know. Infinite space is there for all who are motivated to create their own solar systems and have their own spirit children. Within God's scheme for eternity, we all will eventually reach that level of spiritual perfection. Ultimately, even the most powerful and magnificent co-creators may choose at any time to assimilate themselves into the ocean of the Supreme Creator's spirit. It is simply a question of when, perhaps at a time when it would be best in God's interest for God's maximum growth. Without a single exception, all of us will eventually find our way back to the original Creator or Spirit, to the source of light. For us young spirits, so begins the long and winding road of reincarnation. However, take heart, the future will always be brighter when God is sought after. Can you take another drink of water? How am I doing on time? Oh, time is flying. And of course, my show is being archived in BBS Radio, in their archives, in BBS Radio's archives. And so this information will be accessible for anyone afterwards. Or you can, as I mentioned, look at my book in the Amazon Kindle bookstore, The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul. It's got about 30 chapters. 31, I think. Anyway, this next chapter is The Great Original Creator Spirit, Infinite Greatness. God is the great original creator spirit, the creator responsible for the creation of everything within the physical and spiritual universes. God is the supreme intelligence behind all creation. And co-creator gods are gods as well, by the way. I'm just talking about the God that started it all, right? God is the greatest spirit from whence forth everything came. God is made of light, and it is a light that is alive, a beautiful, glorious energy. The actual spirit and mind of God is of an incredible size and continually growing. It is an immense, incomprehensibly wonderful and powerful force. As an example, the size of God's spirit is 1,000,000 times the size of our sun. Can you imagine that? God's spirit is configuring. It can both change shape and reduce its size to any degree. Although God's presence is seen everywhere within his/her creations, the spirit of God is constantly moving and appearing throughout his/her universes, anywhere, at any time, and in as many places at the same time as he/she desires. The light from God's spirit is the source of all light throughout the universe. God is the originator of love throughout the physical and spiritual universes. All love began with God and will continue eternally. God loves to create, and all creation is created for the purpose of love. All the suns, planets, and moons were made with God's loving attention to detail. We were given stewardship of our world, and the problems we are facing are a result of past generations of wrong decisions and mistakes. God has given free will to human beings, and we cannot blame God for the pain and suffering we are presently experiencing. Also, pain and suffering are part of the special learning environment that planets of the first category provide. Everything is made of light energy, physical and spiritual matter. Everything. In reality, nothing in the material universe is solid. Really, the definition of what is solid is misunderstood. Everything comes from God, and everything will return to God. Human beings were created in the image of God, and so are many other types of beings. We should never limit the intelligence of God or underestimate his/her capability. There is nothing God cannot do. God has more than proven he/she can create anything at all. The great original creator spirit God is pure, incredible magic. God creates by a process of first thinking, then imagining, and finally realizing his, her intent through the power of his, her will by utilizing what we can best understand as words spoken so as to cause the creation to be released from God's mind, materializing into reality in either the spiritual universe or the physical universe. What has happened is an amazing transformation. In accordance with God's will, this fissioning of spirit is released in the form of strings of energy and grows into the elementary particles and subatomic particles, forming spiritual matter first, and then, if the intent was such, into physical matter. The great original creator spirit is both male and female, comprised of both positive and negative polarities. God created us to be like him or her, co-creators. It is a part of God's master plan. Indeed, we are all a part of God, a piece of his or her light, a part of God's love. We can never be the whole of God, but we are a part of God, and we will evolve to be like him or her. This is God's plan, growth and expansion. Through a process known as reincarnation, we are created to develop, evolve into the co-creator gods, the co-creators God intends all of us to be. What does that mean? It means we can be entrusted with incredible powers, the same powers God has. Again, we can never be God, him, herself, but we can rejoice in our heritage. Indeed, we are like drops of water in the ocean of God's spirit. How do we aspire to be co-creators? By developing ourselves spiritually and gaining spiritual knowledge and truth. How do we do that? Through prayer, through prayer, study of spiritual knowledge, and by loving our fellow human beings unconditionally, regardless of race or sex. By understanding and abiding by the laws and principles set forth by the Supreme Creator, we can fulfill his, her master plan to grow his, herself, and to expand the spiritual and physical universes. God is eternal, and his, her light will exist for eternity. In the physical universe, God's domain is infinite space. God created infinite space to allow his, her spirit children and grandchildren to go forth and to expand his, her living universes. Therefore, there is sufficient space for all of God's children to become co-creators, create their own worlds, and have their own spirit children, all of them God's grandchildren. Everything that exists on earth has its origin in the spirit world, specifically in heaven. Every idea, inventions, for example, expressed here is a product of divine inspiration. This also applies to the process of reproduction here on earth between males and females. Do you see the logic in this? As our ancestors can be traced to the first human beings on our planet, so our spirit parents' lineage extends throughout the solar systems and galaxies to the center of the physical universe. The first spirit parents that God created in their throne room preside on the great central sun of the universe. Okay, I was wrong with that before. The first mother and father God in the first solar system are not the same as the Supreme Creator. So I apologize for that. The Supreme Creator existed before the material universe was created, when there was darkness and silence. And then, as I mentioned, by the power of his or her will, and that is true, the Supreme Creator is both male and female. The Supreme Creator created the first mother and father God. And I'm a little bit confused about that. It gets kind of complicated, don't you agree? But that's what I think now, compared to what I thought back then when I wrote the book. So the first spirit parents that God created and their throne room preside on the great central sun of the universe, which they share with the Supreme Creator. Now, this could be true. I think it is. The great central sun is and forever will be the largest and greatest sun in the universe. In a similar process as described above, God created these first separate individual male and female spirits. Male and female spirits are always created together as soulmates. Their mission is to go forth, grow themselves, reproduce, and expand the universe. On the suns of each solar system and each galaxy, I know a lot of this is redundant, but bear with me, please. Throughout the universe exist the greatest male and female spirits, co-creator spirits, kings and queens of their suns and their solar systems. These spirits are ancient, well-traveled, and experienced souls who have existed for eons of time as we know it, and who have developed spiritually and evolved through the reincarnation cycle to the point of finally achieving co-creator God status.
About 1 minute.
Well, my friends, run out of time. I thought I would try that for this show to read from my book. And I know it wasn't perfect. I messed up a few words here and there. But please don't let that take away from the meaning of what I said. And again, it's there in the BBS Radio Archives for you to look at afterwards. And you can always look at my book on the Amazon Kindle bookstore, in the Amazon Kindle bookstore. So goodbye until next week, and may the Supreme Creator of the Universe bless us, everyone. Bye. See you next week.